Thank you. Pulling up.
So my devotion this morning was exactly on God's holy love.
Thank you.
breaking down those walls, the invitation for people, the arms reaching out. Just the passage at the final verse, Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Oh Lord, we pray that the light of your dawn, Lord God, in us, Lord, would shine over people, over this region, over our neighbors, our families, our friends, this country, Lord God, and that people would come to the dawn that is in us, to the light that is in us, to you. And again, Lord God, I pray for forgiveness for hiding that light behind walls. Walls of fear or walls of just that we thought were, or that maybe I thought were protection, but it's actually kept people out, Lord God. And I just want to break down those walls in the name of Jesus so that the light just shines out, that the light would not be hidden, Lord God, that the light would be on the hill that everyone can see, and that people would come to the brightness of your dawn, Lord God. Praise you.
Father God, I just want to thank you for the opportunity there is right now for people to share your love with people who have been displaced because of the fire in Alberta. And God, I pray that your spirit would just pour out of your people and minister to hurting people right now, Lord. And I pray for families who are distraught and going through so many different emotions, and not just families, but singles, all kinds of people. And God, we pray that you would help them to find you in this time of distress and recognize that you are the living water and that you are able to quench their thirst and provide for them. And you are a shelter in the time of storm. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would pour out your spirit through this disaster, and that you would draw people to yourself. And I pray for those who even perhaps had some faith in you but were really not serious about you. And I pray, God, that you would wake them up and show them, Lord, that they have a reason to live, that you love them, and that you have a plan for them and for the people who have been displaced. And so, God, I just ask, God, that you would pour out your spirit on people who are affected there.
Just also want to pray, I'll explain a little first. Like, God was speaking this to me this week about, like, there's a big question out there, can you be good without God? And depending on what the definition of that phrase is, sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, meaning we can't be ultimately good without God in the sense of like for salvation and that, and we can't even be good without God without the gift of his goodness, because every good and perfect gift comes from above. I'm not explaining that well, but anyways, what he showed me is that, and I've seen it before, where when people who don't know God do things that are good, it's from God, because he created us in such a way to love the good. And actually, when a person who doesn't believe in God as an atheist actually does good, it should speak against the atheism and should speak towards God. So I just feel led to pray, Lord God, I pray for those who are helping out with the what's going on in Fort McMurray, Lord. Those people who are doing such good things, loving things, kind things for their neighbors and for people they don't even know. But these people who are doing these kind things, I pray for those who don't know you. And I pray that the goodness that is pouring out of them would point them to you, that they would see that loving kindness and that gentleness and that concern is a gift from you that you knit into us, Lord, as people.
because we are created in your image. We are actually created to love. We are created to be holy. We are created to be kind. But with sin, we go against our very nature. We go against just how you created us. And so I pray that these acts of kindness, Lord, would minister to those who are acting them out. That they would point people to you. That people would ask, why am I being so kind? Why am I so concerned? And it's because you knit it in there. I pray that people would be pointed to you. I pray that they would see every good and perfect gift is from you, Lord. Just open our eyes, Lord. And thank you. Thank you for creating us in such a way that we crave love and we crave kindness. We crave just these things. Yeah.
Thank you. I wasn't quite sure what song we were going to sing, but all the ones that we've kind of done, it's great. It's holiness and love. And it's not, we've talked about it before, it's not a choice between the two. Together, and it just seems that we have struck that path as a bit of what we've sung. But then it all feeds into also going out. How we're supposed to go out is love with holiness. build your team with me.
Streets.